Bradley, hello to you.
Hi, Jeff.
So the good news, Bradley, probably from midnight on Monday, the world begins to look more normal for hospitality, but not across this weekend. What's your response to this?
Yeah, look, it effectively means we've got a seven-day lockdown because very, very few venues are going to be open. So for the hospitality industry, it's a seven-day economic impact of substantial proportion, and obviously that impacts on a lot of staff and a lot of businesses. But the good thing is the Premier, in his announcement today, has laid out a short-term roadmap for three phases over the forthcoming weeks. So after midnight on Monday, we do move into that temporary restriction where it was 150 person cap and back at 1 or 2 square metres, which is what we had over the weekend, last weekend. And then from the 12th onwards, they're talking about going back to phase five, which was pretty much no restrictions at all. So it's great that the government has heard the concerns we've raised in the past about seeking more clarity on the roadmap, and they've announced those forward changes. But obviously it's very disappointing for a big sector that it's had to be shut down for such a long period of time.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Hospitality in metropolitan Perth this week, 4 metre rule, maximum of 20 people, seated service. So that means maybe some restaurants, maybe some bars. Would pubs prefer to be closed than re-adopt old rules?
I think you'll find a lot of venues will be closed. I've been talking to even some restaurants this afternoon that are deciding not to reopen because it's just not worth it for them to have only 20 people in the venue. If they're a 100-person venue and the economies of gearing up the kitchen and heaters and all the support that's needed, it's not worthwhile for them. So you're going to find that very small venues will take advantage of it. I'd say some, you know, cafes, but not all of them. You'll find that small restaurants may reopen. And look, some pubs may just open up, you know, a bar or something within the venue.
Yeah.
But for 20 people, it really doesn't provide that much benefit and support. And I appreciate that this Delta variant is almost like a new virus that we're dealing with in terms of its veracity. And so the rules do change, and but that doesn't make it any easier for the sector.
No, it certainly doesn't. Bradley Woods is my guest, the president of the Australian Hotels Association. You're with Jeff on Drive, ABC Radio Perth. Love to hear from you this afternoon, 1300 222 720. What do you make of the... It's conditional good news that the lockdown does finish tonight, but restrictions still continue across the weekend. You and the hospitality sector would be hoping that after Monday, Bradley, it's full steam ahead for 2 weeks of school holidays and lots of West Australians travelling and lots of them spending money?
Yeah, look, that's the good thing, Jeff, is the government's outlined a pathway for families to get out and to have the school holiday experience that they were looking for, albeit a couple of days restriction over the weekend and Monday until they can go back into public places and hospitality venues. But at least it means that families and those going on school holidays can take up their accommodation and start the travel from tomorrow morning onwards, obviously.
Yeah. Do you have a problem at all with, you know, if I owned a pub in Kalgoorlie or if I owned that restaurant in Margaret River that I spoke of at the start of the program, I know there'll be lots of people who would like to be at that pub and be at that restaurant. But if you come from Perth, the law essentially, the government dictates that you can't come in and have a meal or a beer. And the only way I'll be able to know that you're from Perth is that you'll have to wear masks.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's weird in the sense that people in Perth can go to work in a hospitality venue and can patronise a hospitality venue, but if they go into regional areas, and some people live in Perth and work in regional areas, they won't be able to. A lot of hospitality operators that have contacted us already this afternoon in the regions have already expressed their frustration because they'd be counting on business this weekend at the start of the school holidays, particularly in terms of food and beverage. And it is disappointing and frustrating for them. These mixed rules do not make it easy for businesses. They can't police them. That's not their role. It's up to individuals to do the right thing. But, you know, we have to comply with, you know, as individuals, got to comply with what the health department has determined is the best option forward. I suppose it is better to allow people to get out and to move into their holiday accommodation and get out into a region than lock them up further in Perth for another 3 days. But it does make it difficult for those regional venues, whether they be in Kalgoorlie, Exmouth or the southwest.
Bradley Woods, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon from the Hotels Association of WA.